The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
John Batzer with Jim Talent, former senator from Missouri, now chairman of the National Leadership Council at the Reagan Institute, and Jerry Hendricks, retired U.S. Navy captain, aviator, a senior fellow at the Sagamore Institute, war fighting. Jerry, I start with you because right now the war fighting requires a fleet that we can only imagine in the Pacific, the first island chain, the second island chain. Is it the Navy's opinion that they have sufficient ships now to rally in the event of a Taiwan tragedy?
Yes, I believe the Navy would say that, yes, it does have sufficient capability. However, those of us who look carefully at the numbers have significant questions about that. The Navy said that if we took everything that's in the Pacific and we flooded into the region, effectively, we could have a majority of the combatant fleet in and around the Western Pacific First Island Chain at the end of 2 weeks, which is sort of our rolling start methodology. However, looking at the readiness numbers, you know, for instance, right now, we've had three aircraft carriers at sea. That is three of the operating 10, because there's always one in the yards having its nuclear reactors refueled. So that's 30% of the force that's been forward deployed now. The Ford's been extended. She is on her way home. But you also have the Eisenhower and the Stennis have been at sea. Reagan is sortied a couple of times. That means that we burned a lot of readiness in the carrier strike groups. If I look at the cruisers, well, we had 22 Ticonderoga cruisers. We've retired five or seven of them now, and we're going to retire a bunch more this year. That's a significant amount of missile tubes in the inventory that's going away. Our Burke class are getting quite old. The Flight 1s are reaching nearly 40 years of age. The Arleigh Burke itself was commissioned when I was a lieutenant junior grade back in the early 1990s. And so we're seeing that the fleet is rapidly aging, and we are not replacing ships as they retire. And so every year we go forward, our readiness actually gets worse. And this is something that I believe the Chinese have been very aware of and have been tracking very closely. Our submarine force, 40% of our fast attack boats right now are unable to get underway because they are behind in maintenance. So while I think the Navy would say, for public posturing reasons, that, yeah, we're ready to go, we can fight this, I have some questions. And I say that as a loyal American and a proud former officer of the United States Navy, I have serious concerns that we are steering into shoal waters.
Senator, your correspondence with your colleagues when you were Sea Power Subcommittee, is there anxiety among the senior officers and the retired officers about the size of the Navy and the challenge immediately?
Well, yeah, there's a great deal of anxiety. The last commander of Indo-PACOM, Admiral Davidson, said that he anticipated that there could be or could well be a war over Taiwan by 2027. It's known now as the Davidson window. I mean, the fact of the matter is a lot of people are concerned that deterrence is failing in Indo-PACOM. And there's a lot of reasons for that, John. I think the biggest is that we are outnumbered in ships west of Hawaii 5-1 by the Chinese. They have a total fleet of around 370 ships. Ours is about 80 less than that. They can concentrate virtually the entire force inside of their first and second island chains. Ours have global requirements. And moreover, and this actually, John, may be the worst part of the problem, we don't have the shipyard capability to produce ships quickly, even if we wanted to. The Chinese have, I mean, Secretary Del Torres, the current Navy Secretary, said a few months ago, the Chinese have one shipyard, which by itself has greater capacity than all of ours. So this disproportion is going to grow in the near future, and there's a lot of people concerned that deterrence is failing.
Jerry, your measure right now of the PLA Navy, is it capable of taking on the U.S. Navy, given that you said there was a lag of when the Navy would rally its forces? Is the PLA Navy our peer inside the first and second island chain?
Well, John, you know, there's a couple of different metrics that you have to look at. One is the metric of missile tubes and torpedo tubes. And so by them having the home field advantage, they're operating from their home ports in close proximity with logistical hubs and resupply. I would tell you, as the senator just suggested, that they have a numerical majority when it comes to missile tubes and torpedo tubes in the region, first and second island chain. Whether their weapons are as good as ours, whether their ships are as technologically as capable of ours, really doesn't matter. Because in the aggregate, they're going to bring more capability within their capacity just by having sheer numbers in that area. Now, whether China is ready to risk politically that type of a fight in which they would lose a large number of ships, we would lose some as well, but those ships would be in their home waters with their home audience. That's really the question here. And so the question is their willingness, their national will, versus our willingness and our national will. They are perceiving very much right now that our national will and our combat credibility is in decline. And we can see that being tested right now in the Red Sea region, where our ships are being fired upon by Iranian proxies. And we are not striking back either at those proxies ashore or at their sponsors in Iran. So China's taking a gauge on American national will right now, and I think they're finding us wanting.
Jim Talent, former U.S. Senator from the state of Missouri, chaired the Sea Power Subcommittee, currently chairman of the National Leadership Council Reagan Institute. Jerry Hendricks, retired U.S. Navy captain, aviator, senior fellow at the Sagamore Institute, writing most recently at the National Review Online. I'm John Baxter.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.